Hi, this is Natalie, and I'm interviewing Stephanie Rivera, who is a first-year grad student here at Maryland, and her grad degree is in Couples and Family Therapy, and she actually had her undergrad here as well in Family Science. So, Stephanie, our first question is, how do you think technology is affecting family communication?
I think that in general, technology is helpful to family communication, whereas before it was more difficult for families to communicate, like, let's say, a parent and their teen, because there were no cell phones, and so parents had to be more strict sometimes with children, whereas now they have cell phones and they can contact them, you know, whenever they're in an emergency and things of that nature. So I think that it's helped in that way. But I guess a negative would be that people or children are using technology, as opposed to speaking to their parents face to face about topics that can be difficult. So, you know, a child can text their parent and say something like, oh, I got in a car accident, or, oh, I need help with this thing, because they're kind of nervous to talk to their parents face-to-face, whereas sometimes those communications would best be had in person. So there are both positive and negative aspects to it.
Perfect. And then the other question is how you think technology is generally affecting both family and relationships in terms of the institution of it, if at all.
I'm not sure that it's affecting it directly. I know that a lot of people that I've spoken to in marriages or who have partners sometimes argue through text messages, which is something that's relatively new because text messaging just started recently. And I think that in a way it's kind of positive because it allows you to kind of write down what you're feeling and think about it before you actually hit send, or as opposed to if you're in an argument face-to-face, you might actually say things that you don't mean or things that you'll regret. But then again, it is positive to have that those open lines of communication and to be able to talk to your partner or your spouse, you know, in person, and actually be able to have healthy conversations with them. So it could be both good and bad.
Yay. Well, thank you so much.
No problem.